All right, we are up to, I think, almost, this is the, today will be the 3-week anniversary of the project, which is ridiculous, but kind of cool. So, I didn't look up the graphic novel yet. I want to definitely take some effort and look at that. That'll be tonight. That'll be my 3-week anniversary project to look into this graphic novel. But I feel like I like the idea of the graphic novel, because the graphic novel is all, it's, I mean, from what I'm seeing, it's just like, kind of like fan fiction for the Frankenstein story. I mean, like, in theory, if you just said this plot, it's decently cool. I mean, it's like what would happen if Frankenstein was, like, what happens after Frankenstein's over? I mean, that's a legit plot. I mean, I've watched Frankenstein, like, regular Frankenstein stories. I saw the, like, Robert De Niro one. I feel like I've read the book at some point in my life. And then I saw the play, the new one with, the Benedict Cumberbatch, Johnny Lee Miller one. And that was good. So that one, actually, that was the one I saw most recently, and that did help put this whole thing in context, because it helped me, like, understand the story. But the idea itself is actually fairly cool. Like, I mean, it's like, what happens, because at the end of the book, or play, or whatever, it's the, he kills the wife of Frankenstein, or the wife of the doctor, because the doctor, like, screws with him. I mean, in the movie, it does not give the creature a lot of motive. I mean, it does, because he's like, oh, he tried to kill me. And then, so, I was like, well, you tried to kill me, I'm gonna kill your wife, kind of thing. Which makes him seem a little bit vindictive, but not really. I mean, it's actually better than, I would say, the play. It doesn't, he's just like an unstable, crazy person. So, I'd say in this one, he becomes much more normal. I wish this movie did make him feel a little bit bad for killing Elizabeth Frankenstein, because otherwise then he just, like, he makes him, that's the only part of the movie, all the reviews I'm saying, they say, like, he's a spoiled, jerk guy, not spoiled, what was the wrong word, he's, like, this, like, jerk who only cares about himself, he's selfish, like, he lives in a world where there's no consequences, and I like my own guy, and he doesn't care about anybody. But I would say that he has perfectly good reasons for not caring about anybody, because, like, he was created. He doesn't seem violent. I mean, he seems perfectly, I mean, in the play, he's like a psycho person, because he is abandoned, and he can't talk, he can't do anything. And then he, like, learns how to talk, and then he learns how to do everything, and then he comes back to the doctor, and he's like, I'm back, and I'm, like, a functioning human being, don't you love me now? And then the doctor's like, ah, no, you're still horrifying. And so, I don't know, I haven't read the book lately, I'm imagining it can't be that much different than the book. I need to now know what the book was about. But in the play, he's like, I'm better now, like, I can talk, and I've read books, and I'm smart, and blah, 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 like, love me now, daddy, and the dad's like, ugh, no, go away. And then he tries to, like, he makes him a bride thing, and then he kills the bride thing, and he won't name him, and he's, like, really shunning him. And, I mean, it gives the creature more reason to kill his wife, because, like, the doctor's a jerk, and in this movie, the doctor gets, like, a 1 minute of screen time, so you really don't understand that he's being a big jerk. So in this one, he's basically, he tried to kill me, so I killed his wife, and then I left, and then he died. So, I wish the movie made him, like, vaguely sympathetic in that sense, because the rest of it, you just feel bad for him, because, like, nobody likes the creature. Like, he's just this, like, roaming Batman vigilante type, where he's just like, I'm walking around, whatever, and everyone's just mad at him all the time. Like, nobody seems to like him, Except the gargoyles. No, no, the gargoyles don't like him. Except the demons, like, sort of pretend to like him. And I wish, in my own world, that they had given him... They made him feel bad for killing Elizabeth Frankenstein. And then he is, for a hot second, like, maybe he wants to join the demons. Because the demons are nice to him. And they give him everything he wants. Like, he never... has any character development. Like, he does in the sense that at the beginning he's like, I hate humans, justifiably, and at the end he's like, I'm gonna save humans. But I don't know, you don't really get that turn in him. Like, it's basically all the doctor, oh no, I'm blanking, the doctor, the blonde doctor lady, who is, like, he likes her, but, like, it isn't really clear why. Like, she's nice to him, but, like, I don't know. Not, like, super nice to him, because she's, like, she's nice to him, like, she fixes his wounds, and then he, that's about it. Because then she yells at him. She's like, oh, you're being so selfish. But, like, I don't understand why. And then, that's it. I mean, it's fairly unremarkable. So, I wish there was more character development for this poor creature, because I feel like they don't give him a lot to do. So, that would, guess that would be my low point, I suppose, that I felt, now, like, thinking more about the actual potential of this movie, I wish they had given the creature more character development, because I think it would have been cooler. It could have been cooler. So I definitely... intrigued by the graphic novel, because I think this could either be really, like, badass, because he's so strong and terrifying. Like, it's either really cool or, like, really deep, and this is neither. It's like, he's not that scary, but then, like, if you're gonna make him, like, this emo Aaron Eckhart character, then just make him, like, really deep, man, and, like, go, like, all Batman on it and, like, make him a meaningful character with feelings, and then I think that would have been more interesting. So, I don't know. A little disappointing. My high point is always my favorite lines of this whole movie. There's so many great lines. My other favorite line, besides the Jai Courtney scream, which is my favorite. My favorite line is the demon, like, the balding demon, who I don't quite understand. He's this, the one that ends up killing the policeman at the beginning of the movie. I don't know what happens to him. I think he's the demon that the creature dunks into holy water, but I'm not sure, because the demon faces don't ever look like the people they were, so it's very confusing. And so, but anyway, he's like... very strange guy, and he says, like, he goes to Bill Nighy, and he says, like, I wounded the creature. He says wounded, and wounded is already a funny word, but he says, like, I wounded it, and then he says it so weird, and then he says, like, he turns to the guy who wrote the graphic novel, that big African-American man, and goes, I think it's wounded. Like, he says wounded twice in like one sentence, and he seems so excited about it, and I don't know who this guy is. He's not in the least bit scary, like, at all, and he seems so like brown nosy. He's like, I think it's wounded. That's my favorite part. Anyway, that's my favorite. That's always my favorite part. It's that and the Jai Courtney scream I look forward to every time. They're right around the same time. They're within like 10 minutes of each other. Favorite. And then, yeah, so that's in addition to the many Bill Nighy lines that are my favorite, but that's one of my favorite. I think it's wounded is the best. Okay, so that's it for day 20 of watching this movie. Okay, so I got myself out of that plot, the going on to the restaurant. I ended it. Like, I just stopped it because it was getting, driving me crazy. So I had him talk to the paparazzi. The paparazzi insinuate, like, that no one thinks he's gonna work again, and it gets him upset, and he gets mad at him, but I just kinda, I don't know if I'll end up just cutting that. It just kinda, it was, felt like it was dragging for 1,000 years. So I moved on, to his home,
And then he watches the actual, like, uncut raw video thing that everyone else has been talking about, and not the censored version. And so I think that that's going to ignite more than this paparazzi thing. So I still feel like the beginning's becoming a little disjointed, and I don't know quite how to tie it together. So anyway, the uncut video shows that, shows a lot more, like, what really happened, not kind of the more censored version from the live telecast. It's from a seat filler who, just wanted to record some, like, a little bit of the show, because that's the only part he's gonna be at, and so then he's just recording the audio, because his phone's just, like, on his lap, and he just wants to record something, and then, he records, basically, Abby, Jack's wife, getting shot, and then just kind of from the perspective of behind Hugo, so showing him shooting out. So it's less focus on Jack and more on Abby. She gets him really upset, and then he sees that he was actually a lot more injured than he thought, because no one's really telling him what happened. He sees that he was, like, the defibrillators are being used on him, and everyone saw that, and he doesn't like that, and then gets him very upset. So I'm trying to get him more angry, and then, so I was trying to figure out this plot, because I feel like it's getting boring, and this is what happens a lot, is that I have an idea, and it's like 20,000 word idea, and then it's like, well, then what? And so I was thinking, and then what, and the book was starting to get a little bit boring in my head, so I was trying to figure out ways to kind of add something to it, so it's not just like 40 more thousand words of him being upset. And originally I was going to have it be that he was trying to get the, like, conquer his fears, which is fine. And I can do that as well. I was trying to figure out how to connect it in. So this is what happened with Dead Air, is that I realized nothing was going to happen, the whole plot, if it was progressing the way it seemed like it was progressing. So I need to add something. So, one thought I was going to have is that, his agent and his wife kind of orchestrated this thing, and that they're kind of behind it all, and they wanted to kill him, and they have something on Hugo. So that was just a thought that popped in my head, and I feel like that could add something to it. And that also, gives me a reason to cut back and forth from people, because otherwise the perspective of Jack, I like doing multiple perspectives. I always like doing that. I just find it more interesting to read, and I find it more interesting to write. So that gives me a reason, kind of like, I really like the format of the Gone Girl book, and that kind of inspired me to do the Dead Air thing, is that I just think it's more interesting, especially in a story that's kind of packaged like a thriller. If I do it this way, gives you more, I don't know, stakes, I guess. So, I think I might add stuff in for Abby, and then cut back. I'm not sure if I want to cut back and forth with her, or cut back and forth with the agent, or both. I might start with her, and then, make her kind of more fame-hungry than he realizes, that she's kind of just doing this to get more popular. Something like that. That just popped in my head this morning, so I have not fully fleshed it out, but I feel like that could add something, some plot to the story, because I feel like at this moment it's more like a short, like, character study, which could be good, but I don't have enough back. I don't know. I don't feel like it's that interesting a character study, because it's at the moment, because it's such a big event, and then otherwise, then it's just, it could be, but those tend to be kind of boring, so I don't want it to be boring. So I'm going to see if I can figure out, kind of piece out how to add that in, and see if that doesn't seem too contrived or cliche or dumb. So I feel like if I can do it, it's more not subtly, but, like, work it in a bit more, I think it could work. So that's where I'm at. And still do the character study thing, but I think it might be more interesting. So I'm going with that. It's more seat of my pants thing. It's basically starting with an idea and then have to go out from that, and not starting with a plot, which is always not good. So I always start with an idea, and then I get kind of like, I get here, and I either stop writing it or I have to, like, add something in that's exciting. So I have to kind of figure this one out. But this is where we're at right now. So, yep. Okay, that's where we're at. Okay, so I will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye-bye.